Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right. Thank you very much for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's all good, man.
I got to say, congrats on Come Around doing so well. And I have to add.
Man. Thank you.
Whose idea was it for that video? Because I just about busted out crying watching that thing, man. It is such an amazing video about your fan, super, super fan Mark, and a little bit of his story in there. Whose idea was that?
We have a videographer, a guy by the name of Bryson Roach, that has been doing our content and photography for some years. He works for us. He also works for the Struts. And so he came with the concept and sat down with us in the tour bus one day, and he's like, I really feel like I just want to tell the story about this relationship between you and the fans, because he sees it. He witnesses it every day, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just special, man, because I see, like, you know, the emotion and the effort that you put into meeting them and, you know, getting to know about them for the moments that you have together. And then I see them as they leave, right? And as we're not there, you know, the band isn't there and it's just them. And people are just, we lift each other's spirits is pretty much essentially the deal. And so we wanted to convey that story because we've seen so many fans come to so many shows, and we see some similar faces. You start to get to, oh, I know you. I've seen you at so many before. You know, well, this guy, Mark, was one of those bright spots. Every time we show up, he's, you know, in the front row,
yeah,
singing the words, just in the moment, man. And I love that. And we got to know him a little bit more. And so Bryson reached out to him, and he's done a lot of really cool stuff. He works for, like, I can't say it on the radio, but F Cancer. You know,
oh, right on. Yeah, yeah.
So I give him stuff, and they do fundraising for that. So I'll give him, like, stage clothes, and they'll do auctions for it. And so he's a good dude, man. And the music has really touched him in a major way, and it, for him and his girlfriend, Morgan. And I just think that story had to – my brother was like – or, sorry, Bryson, who happens to be my brother. He was just like, that story needs to be told. It's time. And so he killed it, man. We entrusted him with it, and he's just such a great creator and editor and videographer and just a driven, passionate young man.
Well, tell him that was amazing. Your shows are like, you know, it's kind of like a therapy session, I have to say.
Oh, it's a throwdown.
And you guys are kind of like, it's almost like an evangelical thing. It's like, just let it all out. Let's go crazy tonight. And that's what I love about seeing you guys live. And that's why I'm excited you know, you guys are coming around with Five Finger Death Punch. This is an amazing build. You guys. Five Finger, I Prevail, Ice Nine Kills, some local favorites here, you know. That's going to be awesome at the DCU Center in Worcester. So that's a great tour, man. I was reading that Jason Hook from Five Finger Death Punch. This says they have a masseuse for the band that they bring around. Do you guys have any luxury like that, or any kind of weird thing that you require while you're on the road? You know, the whole brown M&M thing, or the, you know, the clean tube sock thing, anything like that?
As far as, like, the real particulars, like, yeah, you know, particular about my coffee, it's got to be that Pete Colombian light brew. I'm serious.
That's right,
about
man.
That coffee.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'll play the show if they don't have it, of course. But I really love that coffee. You know, kicks my day off right.
Right, man.
You know, so I'm a man of my particulars, you know, but I'm not the type that's like, oh, what the F? Like, they don't have my, you know, I'm like the rock and roller that carries his own bag to the tour bus after the
yeah.
show. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, I was just like, wondering if you guys... I was just wondering if you guys asked for anything weird for the hell of it. Like, I remember Faith No More saying they used to ask for, like, cast iron, like, candlestick holders just for the hell of it, just to see if they would show up or anything like that.
This is a great idea. I think we need to come up with something
right
now. What is it?
It should be, like, you know, you need
a tail butt plug.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then see who comes through. See who comes through with that, yep. man, right?
See? you comes through with the horsetail butt plug.
Right, or you want I want those little chocolate donuts, but not in the box. I want them mounted on several different marital aids or something like that. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, just to see if they do it. I'm not saying you're going to use those for anything.
What am I doing with my rock and roll career? I'm not taking advantage of this thing like I could, huh?
Come on, Jacoby.
I am going. Am I going soft?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well,
I can't go soft on y'all.
No, you can't, especially on this tour with those Five Finger Death Punch guys. They'll eat you alive.
Oh, dude, we're going to slay. All I got to say is we are going to slay this tour. It is going to be so great. I encourage the fans, you know, get the tickets, bang, boogie.
Yeah.
And the show's going to bang all the way through.
Yeah, and then I Prevail's awesome. Whatever. You know, so, yeah, definitely get there early, man. These people are going to be exhausted by the end of the show.
So here's my question.
All right.
It's like, do we just bring out more of, like, the heavy metal P. Roach bangers for this tour, or do we just go and do what we want? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
You know what you should do? And I saw this video just this morning, and it looked pretty awesome. You got on stage with The Who, Mongolia's newest hit makers, right? I mean, these guys got the order. They're from Mongolia. They use, people that don't know The Who, and it's H-U and not The Who. But they're from Mongolia. They do. They incorporate Mongolian folk music and instruments in there. And they just recently received the Order of Genghis Khan. How epic is that? And you got on stage and jammed with those guys. So maybe you can do a little Mongolian-influenced acoustic set or something. Do some Tuvok throat singing in the middle, you know?
Dude, you never know.
Yeah. How was that experience, man? How was that?
It was great, man. So I was asked by their management to sing on one of their songs, and I heard the track, and I was just like, oh, hell yeah, this is going to be slamming. And so I went into the studio with the producer, rocked the cut, then I was in New Jersey. I shot a piece in a film, and we met up in Jersey and shot a music video for the song. And although there was a language barrier, dude, we broke down because one of the guys could translate. And so we really, like, it was like fast friends, like almost family with those dudes. And now it's like all this, they're getting a lot of really cool accolades and recognition. And they're just so unique. And
that's
exciting about it. And they're a unique rock band, which is rad. And people are tripping on it and digging it. I saw them in New York, and then I just went on stage with them in L.A. the other night. And it's fun, man. It's exciting. I love blending the worlds together in that regard, and so it was a great experience.
Yeah, it's good to know they enjoy the rock music on the opposite side of the world like that, you know?
Totally, man.
Brings us all together.
I mean, these dudes, they grew up, like, listening to Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit, Korn, Lamb of God, Pantera, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they've been listening to that music, just like Zoltan from Five Finger Death Punch, right? When he was a little kid, like when he was young, he was hearing Papa Roach going, oh, what is this? You know what I mean?
Right.
For real. He told me that story, dude. He told me the story about when he first heard us, and he was like, picked up his guitar and started playing it. And he was like, that's when I really fell in love with rap metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was a cool story, you know, for somebody in a foreign land getting into it. Wow. I love it.
Well, Jacoby, dude, we're looking forward to seeing you guys. It's Papa Roach and Five Finger Death Punch and I Prevail and Ice Nine Kills, DCU Center in Worcester on May 5th. Get your tickets now. They're going pretty quick. And we're looking forward to seeing you and doing the Papa Roach experience once again, man. So we appreciate your time today.
Hey, dude, thank you so much. And to you guys and to everybody out there listening, you know, I wish you guys a happy holidays. Enjoy your time. Be safe out there. Love on each other. Love on each other extra hard. Ladies, love your husbands. Husbands, love your ladies.
Please, you please, dudes, please love us.
Dudes, whatever. Woo! 2020 coming, baby.
All right, man, thanks.
Much love, y'all.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.